This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Robert Ginsburg, who hosts Shades of Jazz Friday nights and Saturday nights from 10 to midnight on KUAF. And Robert, you're adding something, some jazz programming that's very exciting to KUAF.
Well, since taking over the Saturday 3 hours of from 10 till 1 a.m.,
right.
I've discovered a program that I've actually tapped into in the past. And this was really a legendary radio broadcaster. His name was Fred Hall. He passed away early 2000. And Fred produced a show called Swing Thing. And in the making, really, this show, since Fred first interviewed Helen Forrest back in 1945.
Oh, wow.
He archived his jazz radio shows. There's over 1,000 of them. And his son has kept those archives alive. And we've picked them up. And we're going to start airing them Saturday night from midnight till 1 o'clock. I know that's not a great time for everybody, but this will be worth staying up for. During the history of Fred's radio career, he began in the early 40s. During World War II, he was in the military, and he broadcast for the military. He's always loved jazz, and when he got back to the States after the war, he started one of his own radio stations out on the West Coast. He started producing this program, and he has a style of interviewing, and in the course of these shows, there's a lot of interviews that is so familiar and so comfortable. Each interview was done under the most relaxed conditions, and usually he would go to the artist's home, and he knew these guys. So, and we're talking about interviews with people like Artie Shaw and George Shearing and Mel Torme and Peggy Lee and Joe Stafford and Dave Brubeck. And it's with a healthy mix of music. So through these archives that Tim Hall, Fred's son, has kept alive, we've accessed over 1,000 radio shows that we're going to broadcast in one-hour increments Saturday nights from midnight till 1 o'clock.
Great star of the Will Bradley Band and later Benny Goodman's and Ray McKinley's and the Glenn Miller Army Air Force Band and star of hundreds of record dates, and he'll be our special guest in this segment of Swing Thing.
I may be thinking of the wrong person, but did the University of Arkansas Press have a project with Fred Hall at one time?
They did.
Yeah.
He wrote a book on Dave Brubeck.
Right, right. That's
and
it, yeah.
And that was Fred, in the course of his career, wrote several books. I'm not sure what the other ones were, but Dave, they published his book on Dave Brubeck.
Right. So he would go to their homes and just...
Yeah.
I guess he's recording on, in the earliest days, reel-to-reel?
Reel-to-reel, absolutely. The quality is knocked out, though. It's really great quality stuff. Fred, it's like, you know, when you become addicted to an evening soap opera and you start knowing the character. The more you hear Fred, you can just tell how the empathy he has with these artists and how they are just buddies with him. So it's very candid. He has a great style of interviewing, and his personality comes through.
Now, obviously, I'm guessing you have not heard all 1,000 yet.
No, I have not.
Because what I think would be interesting, I do want to hear him talking to the legends, but I also am curious if he talks to some people who perhaps...
Like Peanuts Hucko?
We showcase one of the great clarinetists, jazz man, great Dixie player, Peanuts Hucko.
Well, yes, who are not household names, but yes. were great, talented folks.
Yeah, well, give a listen.
First big band with which a very young Peanuts Hucko worked was the Will Bradley Band, a very exciting one. He reminisced a little bit about those days for us.
We were all a bunch of young kids, and of course, Ray McKinley and Will Bradley were the co-leaders.
Will Bradley's real name was Schnickelberger or something.
No,
like that.
Schwichten. Wait a minute. Schwichtenberger.
Wow. One of the most requested records we ever have is Celery Stalks at Midnight. And you were on it.
Yeah, it was actually my first solo on a record, although I had recorded just one other record before that. You know, I was only 19 years old at the time.
Holy smoke. Nobody was ever 19 years old.
Well, I don't think so. It's funny. It's a long time ago, maybe.
How are you going to decide who goes when, which one goes which Saturday?
Well, again, Tim Hall, who has really dedicated a lot of effort to his father's legacy, has created a database for the stations that pick this up. So you can do searches based on songs, on artists. So I'm thinking that what we'll do, Kyle, is there'll be some topical things. There might be someone performing at the Walton Arts Center that has a connection to another musician. And, of course, you know, I have played some of Fred's stuff.
Yes, you have. The Brubeck, right?
I played the entire five-hour interview with Dave Brubeck and his wife right after Dave passed away. But also when the last time Dave appeared here,
right.
I played those. So it opens the door to kind of tie it into more topical things. And I should mention, Fred started broadcasting in the 40s, but it goes his music goes all the way up to the 90s. So it's really...
So one Saturday we might hear something that was recorded in the 50s, and the next week it might be something that was recorded in the 80s.
Exactly.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Fred Hall's Swing Thing.
Thank you, Robert.
Thanks, Kyle.